I don't care what you had, like in your coffee or energy drink or whatever. Nothing gets me going on a Monday more than an elite offensive tackle committing to this program. It's a brand new Village Vice. Wow. Hey, coming out of Big Cat Weekend. Coming out of Big Cat Weekend, Zach, Auburn gets a big cat for that offensive line. What a win for Alex Golish and the staff.
It's huge. Yeah, Big Cat Weekend and like the biggest addition wasn't even here this weekend. Yeah. Leighton's on Brandt, top five offensive tackle in this class according to the 247 composite. From Middletown, Delaware, which doesn't seem like a real place, but it exists because it houses Leighton Von Brandt, Auburn's future starting offensive tackle. I mean, incredible, and an incredible addition, and really the sequence to get there too, right? We saw this staff do this with Mycen Johnson Cook a few weeks ago where Auburn was in it, right? Top two, top three, depending on who you ask. And then over the last week or so, it's like, with Mycen Johnson Cook, goes, all right, Miami's pulled away. And then something happens, and it's not Miami. It's, it's Auburn. Same thing here with Leighton Von Brandt, right? It's, all right, Auburn's in it. And then about a week ago, it's like, it's Notre Dame. Dang. And then Auburn does something. Brad, Alex Golish prioritizing certain players clearly in this class, saying we can't build this class without you. And when you watch Leighton Von Brandt play, it's easy to see why they wanted him.
No question about it. Guy who's previously committed to Penn State, then James Franklin gets the axe. He's out. He decommits, opens it up. You're right. Looks like a Notre Dame lean and was a Notre Dame lean. And then Auburn comes in, closes the deal. When you hear the comments or when you read the comments, fall in love with the place. That's what I was trying to do. Enjoy my process, really just making a checklist and making sure it was the right fit for me. Biggest focus was the development part, figuring out how I could get developed to the next level. That means resources, facilities, coaches' track record. That's the gist. Well, when you run that list, resources, check. Facilities, big check. Coaching, check. Coaches' track record, check. Maybe even check. So you know, all of the pieces you have to be at the table and then to win at the table for these big-time recruits, they're in place, and it's nice for Auburn to get an elite tackle win. What's the one thing Gus didn't do extraordinarily well? Recruit tackles. What's the one thing Auburn didn't do under Harsin or all that great under Freeze? Recruit tackles. Offensive line recruiting. It's time for that to be back, and this is a great step in that direction.
Yeah, 100%. And so you saw them go out and get two offensive tackles that we assume will start this year. You know, I think Stanton Ramil's not guaranteed, but it's dang close, right? Yeah. The assumption is that he's going to step in and be one of those guys. But, you know, what happens after that? I mean, we heard and saw really impressive things for Wilson Zierer, the true freshman offensive tackle. And it's hard not to think about a future. Well, Wilson Zierer and Leighton Von Brandt are your bookend guys up front. And I don't know, Brad. I think that's worth being excited about.
I think so, too. By the way, how perfect is it? Zierer und Von Brandt, we will flatten you, and you will thank us for it. You will get in line. You will wind up on your back like a cockroach. Von Brandt und Zierer.
Somebody clip that, please. Somebody please clip that.
That's going to be a thing. I don't know if the kid has German roots or not, but he kind of has to, right?
Watching his announcement video this morning, it did not sound like it.
Well, no, of course not. Much less, Zierer actually does sound that way a little bit, but yeah. Von Brandt und Zierer.
No, something that impressed me about the kid is, you know, he was all business, right? Like he was all like, all right, hey, you nervous? No, I'm just excited to make the decision. What was important about these top schools? Relationships and coaches. It was, it's been great to know everybody.
No excited nonsense. To make my decision. Yeah.
That's all right. Then who is it? I want to thank God. And I'm picking University of Auburn, which that's two in a row. We got to fix that.
Yeah.
And, he is wearing an Auburn thing or whatever. He puts an Auburn hat on. So it's like, okay, great, cool, awesome. That's what this kid is. Straight to the point. And I couldn't find it on the Rivals feed. And so I just searched Leighton Von Brandt, and it was these two Notre Dame guys doing like a live reaction.
Yeah.
And that was delicious. That was absolutely delicious. And they did a good, professional about it. But like talking about leading up to it, it's like, I'm concerned about this one. And they kind of, pivoted to, well, we've got five offensive linemen already committed. Maybe he just wants to be the guy. And I'm like, well, y'all knew that 24 hours ago and you still thought you had him. So
right. I don't
think it's all that.
Yeah. Well, the pivot there is something.
Thing though, I get it.
By the way, Auburn plays at Notre Dame next year. Let's remember, that'll be kind of fun. Does he start? No, he didn't start as a true freshman in like an early half of the year game. Probably.
Right. Well, and the reasoning for that is one, it's really hard to start as a true freshman.
Right.
On the offensive line, but
yeah.
Also, there's a lot of talk about what the size of this class is going to be. And there's some people that are pretty plugged in on boards and whatnot saying, 15 might be the number of guys that they add, which if that's the case, like, all right, we're at that halfway mark. But he was eighth. I think he was the eighth addition.
Yeah.
And so
he had the linebacker yesterday.
Right. Right. Kareem Palmer for sure. So if you're going to go heavy in the portal, you got to assume that you're going to get offensive tackles in the portal this offseason as well. So that's probably a part of it too.
Let's see. Does 247 have this added?
No.
They don't have it yet. Okay.
Unless they've done it in the last 3 minutes, which they could have. Okay. That would totally make sense.
I was going to see if seven. Okay. All right. I was going to see how this affected the ranking. Because ranking matters so much to me. But
it's going to affect it.
Certainly.
And I will bet that it affects it in a positive manner, Bradlaugh.
Yeah, fantastic. An elite offensive tackle, don't care where they're from. A linebacker with good size from the state of Georgia. Love that. Just two, I think, excellent recruiting wins this weekend for Auburn football.
This also doubled the amount of people that I could name from the state of Delaware.
Really? Who was the first?
Former president.
Oh, okay. Joe Biden.
Right.
Joe Biden. Yeah.
Right. Okay. He's from Delaware, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Good point. So, great. Let us know your comments. Does this get you going like a better than a cup of coffee on a Monday? I think so.
Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff.
Auburn baseball.
Okay.
I made the comment last night. You don't want to move to Auburn baseball?
I thought we were going to sit in this for a bit, but go ahead. No, this is fine.
I want to move to Auburn baseball. If you don't have Auburn baseball as a top four national seed, you shouldn't do projections. The year that Auburn has had this year is right up there. I don't care that they're the sixth seed in the SEC tournament. They are one of the top four teams in the country and should be reflected as such when the national seeds come out in a week.
Have we seen them be that in any projection so far? I've seen 5 and 6 exclusively.
Yeah. And that is.
You have seen it?
No, I haven't.
With me. Okay.
I'm agreeing with you. But that's repulsively ignorant. Repulsively ignorant.
Can you convince me why that matters?
Other than you bat last your first game in Omaha. Like you're the home team for your first game in Omaha, which is a critically important game. And it's just another sign of that your program is among the elite. Do you know there are three programs?
But is there a massive difference of eliteness from the number four national seed to the number five national seed?
Again, other than playing your first game as the home team in Omaha, no, there's not. But the point is, people who have Auburn on the fence, I'm not necessarily talking 4 versus 5. I'm talking 4 versus 8. If you're 8, it means you almost didn't get a national seed. And I don't think Auburn's I think Auburn's closer to the number one. I should have framed it like this, Zach. I think Auburn's closer to the number one overall seed than they are the number 8 overall seed.
I'm fine with that take. I'm fine with it.
I think they're closer to the one than they are to the 8. There are 3 programs who have finished in the top 6 in the league 4 out of the last 5 years. Do you know those 3? Top 6 in the league for the last 5 years.
So Auburn?
Yep.
I would assume Texas?
No. Of course, they haven't been in the league for
That's true. I'm trying to think of teams like LSU makes sense. Have they only had one bad year? I would say LSU.
Yeah. LSU is not one of them. So 2 in the last 5 years, they have not finished in the top 6.
How about that? That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. State?
Nope.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Arkansas and Georgia.
See, I don't remember Georgia being, I mean, obviously they're way good this year, but I don't remember them being towards the top consistently. I mean, props to them. They've put together a really good team.
They've been outstanding. Yeah. And they've done, look, that
they could win the whole thing. They're incredible.
They could. They have better pitching than what I thought. Their pitching was better than what I expected.
I mean, there were like 2 plays every game. I'm like, they should have been like, that's just bad luck on our part and an incredible play by them.
So Georgia's shortstop is the brother of Oklahoma's second baseman, and both of them had plays that robbed Auburn of hits and potentially
runs. Oh, wow. Yeah, sure.
Didn't realize that. Branch is their last name. So didn't realize that until after the Georgia shortstop made his play.
He's got several branches.
That's true, and they hurt Auburn for sure. But so look, the sustained level of success – Auburn last year was the number 4 overall
seed. What's your favorite branch of all time?
An olive branch.
Okay. Mine's probably Dion Branch.
Okay. That tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks, I think.
Keep
for
going.
Both of us, probably.
You like olives?
I don't know what that means. No, olive branch is a sign of peace.
Olive you.
That's great. Dion you. No. That's stupid. Okay, moving on. So I'm going to run the list of top.
That does it for today's show.
No, it does not.
I'm just kidding.
Nowhere close.
Sorry.
I'm going to run the list of teams that this Auburn baseball team that has played this year in the top 100 of the RPI. Okay? It's a long list.
Georgia Tech?
It's longer than anybody else's list.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech, Texas.
Texas.
Alabama. Florida State, 7. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's 9. Auburn took 2 of 3 from Nebraska. Florida's 10. Auburn took 2. Texas A&M, 11. Mississippi State, 12. Won the series against all those teams on the road against Florida A&M, Mississippi State. Georgia, Oklahoma, Cincinnati's 22. And the way RPI works, the way the schedule works, the reason Auburn was able to jump back to 3 from 5 is because against quality teams, your wins count for you. Your losses don't really count against you. Okay? So that's a good loss, quality loss.
Man, Cincinnati, too. Like, we thought that was, like, this awful loss when it happened, too.
Yeah.
Props to Cincinnati.
Arkansas, 25. Jack State, 30. Kentucky, 34. Right. So, by the way, the Kentucky series win, and the Jacksonville State's 4 spots better than Kentucky. They're not just an okay team. They're a good team. They'll be a problem for somebody as a 2 seed in a regional.
Hope they're not in ours.
Yeah, won't be. We'll be too high for them to be in our region. Kansas State, 57. South Alabama, 59. UAB, 60. Louisville, 83. Samford, 89. Those are all top 100 teams. And, oh, by the way, Winthrop, who came to Auburn early in the year, is at 102.
More like Lewisthrop. Am I right?
Right.
Yeah.
My point in that is, this is so much more than a 17-13 SEC team. This is so much more than a team with, 36 wins. You go, well, they only won 36 games. Right. But the quality of those 36 wins is better than almost every other team that they're battling with for a top national seed. Well, this team won 40 games. Right, Auburn's 36 are better than their 40. Well, they finished sixth in the conference. Right, but you don't play a 30-year conference. And Auburn played literally every other team in the top half of the conference. Nobody else did that.
Right.
And Auburn went 7-3 in their series.
Mm-hmm.
They're closer to the overall one than they are to the eight. And anybody who tells you otherwise, national expert, Auburn fan, doesn't matter, shouldn't do projections again. They're doing it wrong. So don't wring your hands. Don't worry. Don't be anxious. Auburn's resume is better this year than it was last year when they were the four overall. They're going to be one of the top national seeds. Okay. Can I call a family meeting while I'm all worked up?
Yeah.
Okay, good. There was too much negativity surrounding baseball this weekend. There was too much.
Okay.
Okay. That needs to stop. We need to, and I try not to be the guy who's like, I'm going to tell fans how to act. Fans can act however they want to. There's too much negativity around baseball. I don't know where it comes from. It was weird. But like, we've just watched this team for six weekends in a row win series. And then they drop the first two in a one-run and a two-run game against Georgia. And people are starting to call out the team and call out coaches. That's ignorant.
There's a lot of people that, like, anytime somebody strikes out, it's like, Gabe Gross has got to go. Gabe Gross has got to go. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think it's two things, Brad. I think one is, and this word always sounds worse than it is, but I do think some of it's ignorance, right? Like, we are a football fan base. We see this with basketball. You know, if a basketball team loses, it's like, oh my goodness, everything, you know, it's the end of the world. Yeah. And so I think some of it is that. I mean, I think you laid it out really, really well just now as far as like the impact of RPI on this. Like,
yeah,
football has RPI, but it just matters way less. Right. And then I think the other aspect of it, and this is kind of where I mean, I'm not critical of the baseball team, but I think I'm critical of the athletic department in the sense of, I think a lot of people are tired of losing to Alabama and Georgia and in everything.
Yeah, that's a this year thing.
Everything.
Though. No, that's a this year thing, and it's a football thing for the last several years. But again, we're taking that football fact. I mean, that's a fact. You lost six in a row to Alabama, and you lost like nine in a row to Georgia. There's no, like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but you can't, like, you can downplay it all you want, but this is the thing we're supposed to be best at right now. And we got swept by Bama. And yeah, you lose two out of three against Georgia. Like, it's okay to be frustrated with that.
In a one-year vacuum, yes, sure. I mean, you took the series last year from Alabama. And in fact, and Butch Thompson has kind of owned Alabama since he's been the coach at Auburn.
Yeah.
So, yep, they got swept this year. They did. There's no changing that. But because they haven't won in football in 6 years, people are now also frustrated with the baseball coach that's finished top six in the SEC four out of the last 5 years. That doesn't track with me. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't think all that's about the baseball coach. I think a lot of it's about just Auburn continuing to lose to Alabama and Georgia and everything this year. Yeah.
And Georgia and Auburn have split the last four baseball series that they've played. So it's,
I don't think people care about last year, though, right now.
Well, they should. They should have a little bit of perspective, is my point in this, is if you're going to tie all of that into frustration that's so noticeable that the players talk about it and the coaches talk about it because it's loud enough. That's loud. Oh, crap. That discussion is loud and the ballpark is silent. That shouldn't happen. That just shouldn't happen. This team has come from College Station and Starkville the last two weekends where pitches that mean nothing are deafening. And then we get in big moments in games in our own ballpark and everybody's sitting on their thumbs waiting on something to happen so they can cheer.
I do think there's something culturally about Plainsman Park where I don't know if fans know they're supposed to be loud in those situations. I think it's an unwillingness thing.
Right.
I think it's they don't know.
Yeah. Well, I would love to find out how to spark that discussion somewhere. And how, because like it had to happen with basketball, and the Jungle gets a lot of credit for that. The Jungle had things they did to educate students and get them involved. And
right.
Baseball, it's a lower percentage of fans that are students than, and they're not just right on top of you everywhere like they are with basketball. But yep, especially it's especially noticeable. It's not as noticeable in February and in March. But if you just come from environments where they're on you no matter the score, no matter the situation, they're in it. They're not waiting to be pleased. It's more noticeable when you then see it in a big series.
That's interesting. Yeah, I mean, I've never been to another SEC ballpark to watch a game. I'd love to go. I just haven't yet. But
yeah,
it is interesting that other places are noticeably louder than us.
Noticeably louder. And note it, like in our loud moments, there's not a lot of places that are louder.
Sure.
We just wait. Like we get a batter who's in a 1-2 count with two outs in an inning, and our pitcher can get like, let's go, let's get some momentum. And it's quiet. It's too quiet.
But the good news for you here,
yeah,
is you can leave a game thinking, oh, well, we were loud in a game last year, so it's fine.
No, that's not the same. That's not the same discussion, because we weren't, Zach. We weren't loud in the game last year.
I know. I'm just poking.
This is a continuing thing.
I know. I'm just messing.
What I'm saying is we have one of the best coaches in the sport, and we're in an era right now of Auburn baseball that we have never seen. Never seen.
And with the roster, I mean, the roster's young. Like,
freshmen led Auburn in batting average and ERA this year.
Yeah, like we've got staying power in this league. It's exciting.
Yes. We need, I just think we have a large segment of the fan base. Not everybody, but a large segment of the fan base that needs to appreciate that and encourage it more than what we're currently doing.
That's I agree with that for sure.
Like, we regard Bruce Pearl as the greatest basketball coach ever at Auburn. He went to two Final Fours, right? And that's awesome. We should.
Yeah.
We should, right? Well, Butch Thompson's been to two College World Series.
Right.
We've established ourselves as one of the elite in the conference. Just because you're the sixth seed this year, don't let that be your guiding force as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll stop there. Thank you for coming to the family meeting. That's all I have to say.
All right. And if the family meeting next year isn't as good as this one, we can say, oh, well, last year's family meeting was fine.
Just saying, have some perspective. Maybe so, Zach. Listen, the whole what have you done for me lately deal, if it's just 1 year, is stupid. It's stupid and ignorant.
Yeah.
And it's any fan base who does it. The Penn State people who ran James Franklin off after he made a playoff and won a playoff game last year. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. 6 years is different. 10 years is different. 1 year? No.
Yeah.
Not getting on board with that ever.
You're the best.
So are you.
All of you.
All of you watching and listening are the best. We appreciate it.
That does it for today's show.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. However you get the show, please subscribe. Remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.